So good to be in the house of the Lord today. Amen. What a beautiful Sunday we have to praise our Lord. We're so blessed for that. As we stand and get ready to praise our Lord, let's turn to our neighbor and say, Jesus loves you.
There's no space that is love.
I'm so thankful for what the Lord's done for us, how he showed his perfect love for us. We should be really proud of that and give everything to him and be able to step out and allow others to see him through us. Lord, we thank you for that. And let this little light of ours shine.
Let it shine.
Let's give the Lord another hand clap of praise for all he's done in your life. God gave his perfect gift of love, his perfect gift of love, so that you can have a life that you deserve. And we need to give everything to him and remember that so we can be an example unto others. Let us fall down. Let us give that everything we're carrying to him. Let us fall on our knees and praise him. As we bow our heads, Heavenly Father, we come before you, and we do thank you for all that you've given us, all the love that you've shown, the grace, everything you've done for us, Lord. Allow us to accept that. Allow us to give it back to not only you, but to others. Please, Lord, work in our lives. Let us see where you would like us to go. Lord, we ask a special blessing over all that are here, over those that could not be here, those that are sick, and those that are lost. May they find you. Lord, please bless this church. Bless this service. Allow us to hear the message. And Lord, we thank you for everything you're doing. We ask a special blessing over the church and the pastor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Before we continue this time of worship here this morning, I just want to highlight a couple brief announcements. You'll notice with me on the back of your bulletin, if anyone is here and is interested in being baptized, please see me after the service. We will be having a class that will be starting soon. We have small group studies that are going to be starting here on the 28th of June. The Women's Grace Group, you can read, they're going to be talking about studying the study Mended, and then the Men's Bible Study on that same date, Wednesday evening, they're going to be studying the study Fight. And friends, I don't think it's Fight Club. I think it's just fight. To fight for your faith is what it's all about. I've read the book, and so it's a wonderful book, how to stand firm in your faith, to fight for your families, to fight for those things that are important. And so the men will be studying that. Please make note of my office hours, as today was the first day that, you know, I started down at Faith and then came up here. And so, you know, things went very well down there. But please make note of my office hours. I will be available at both places, Wednesdays, 8:30 to 11:30, or actually that says 12, it's actually 11:30, and then here from 10 to 2 on Thursdays. But we are on the heels of a wonderful, wonderful week here this morning. This past week we had just a total just inundation of kids, And so to that end, to celebrate Vacation Bible School, I want to invite all the kids up here, and we want you guys to lead us in a couple songs. So if you would join me on the platform, and I'm going to ask Rachel to come forward and maybe Lauren, and we want to give a spotlight, and our hope here, friends, is to allow you to catch a glimpse of what took place over the last 5 days.
All right. So first things first, as we begin our VBS adventure, we need to prepare our minds with a short exercise. First, I need all of you to think like a kid. Are we ready? Think like a kid. This is the best part of today. Do you guys like to ride bikes? Okay, let's pretend for just a minute that your bike has feelings. If you never ride your bike and it just sits in the corner of your garage, do you think that it might wonder what it was made for? Your bike might be happy, but feel as though there is something missing. Then, one day, you go out into your garage, put on your helmet, and climb onto your bike. You begin to pedal. All of a sudden, your bike feels alive. Its wheels are spinning. It's never felt this way before. Your bike now knows that this is what it was made for, to be ridden. Did you know that just like your bike, you were created for a purpose? Here are two things that are true about absolutely everyone, including every single kid at VBS. Number one, you were all created by God. Long before any of us were born, God thought about you and planned for your life. He planned what you would look like, what color your hair would be, and even who would get to be your parents. Number two, you were created to know God. Just like the bicycle knew something was missing, people are born with a similar feeling. The missing thing in a human's life is a relationship with God. God made you to want and need to know him. He wants to be your very best friend. John 3:16 says, God loved the world so much that he gave his one and only son, and anyone who believes in him will not die, but have eternal life. Only through God's son, Jesus, can you have a relationship with him. When you believe in Jesus and trust him with your life, then you are able to fulfill your purpose. These are some of the truths shared during Maker Fun Factory VBS, where the kids learned they were created by God and built for a purpose. Another important and personal favorite of mine is sharing God sightings. This is a time every day where all the kids come together and share a way that they have seen God moving. The past week, we have had God sightings shared as simple as birds in the sky and as complex as a child's family getting into a bad car accident and not a single one of them getting hurt. Watching the kids grow with God throughout the week is a truly see-it-to-believe-it experience. Not only does it have a lasting impact on the kids, but on every person who has the opportunity to be a part of it. And this is where I thank you, everyone who helps with VBS and assisted in giving these kids an opportunity only God can provide. I thank everyone for every selfless act, and know you made a difference. You fulfilled a purpose God had for you. Every day of the week, we learn a new Bible point. To help the kids remember it, we recite the point often throughout the day in a kid-friendly way. So now, prepare your ears, because it may get a little loud for a few moments. So day one, we learn God made you.
Welcome.
Day two, we learn God is for you.
Welcome.
Day three, God is always with you.
Welcome.
Day four, God will always love you.
Welcome.
And one more time, make sure they understand. Day five, God made you for a reason.
Welcome.
There it is. The final thing. The final thing I want to share with you is the amazing beauty poured out upon our community Thursday and Friday of VBS. All preschool through fourth grade received a goodie bag that they filled with fun treats that were purchased with the monies brought in earlier in the week. The assignment was simple, but large. Each child was empowered to go do God's work by delivering their goodie bag to whomever they wanted, a person in the grocery store, a person on the sidewalk. It was up to them, and the only rule was your parent had to be with you. Friday, the kids had an opportunity to share who they delivered their bag to, and the excitement that filled the room was astonishing. They were all so excited about the opportunity to share God's love with someone else. The middle school had their own God mission, to go out into the community on Friday and meet some lawn care needs for elderly or medically incapable people. A true God moment was when we made it to the first house and sang happy birthday to the homeowner. It was her birthday on Friday. Every kid present was filled with excitement and joy because they were sharing the love they had been filled with all week. Through the fun, excitement, work, and sweat, disciples were made. And thank you once again to everyone who fulfilled a need and had a purpose this past week. If you guys have not had time or had work, I've been reading all week. If you didn't have time or had to work, but have some availability after church, there is one last task that is to take down the two tents outside, and any help would be appreciated. Now we're going to do another song for you guys, so everyone stand up with me. Oh, I apologize. Sit back down. I was playing a game. Just kidding. We're going to do a slideshow now.
Before we move on to the song, Rachel, I got some questions for you.
Okay.
How many kids do we have on Monday?
100.
Ballpark it.
140-ish.
How many?
146, I think.
So the average would be?
142 and a half.
Praise God. Amen. Amen.
It's 143, but it's okay.
How much did the kids raise when they brought their offering?
It was 200.
Now you guys have to know that I'm putting Rachel on the spot here. So, and I did not forewarn her I was going to ask these questions. My intent and my motivation here is sometimes if you're like me, you're a straight up numbers guy. For 17 years, I was in the insurance industry and I looked at numbers all day. And so I look at numbers and I think numbers can be an indicator. And I think we need to remember that. And so, you know, how much did they bring in?
It was around $240,
$250. Okay.
Of pennies and nickels, quarters.
And that money went where?
Say it again.
That money went where to support
that went
what?
To the Thursday goodie bags and the Friday outreach mission with the middle schoolers. So it all went right back to the kids being empowered to go do God's work. They are the hands and feet, just like us.
Okay. How many cans of food were brought in?
200 and around the same amount.
And that went
where? It was almost 300. That all went to the Gibsonburg Food Pantry, so we're working right here in our community.
You can see what's going on here. How many kids got a goodie bag to pass out?
120.
So if all those kids passed that out, how many times did God's love get passed
120 and more, because that love just continues to roll to the next person and the next person.
Amen. Amen. You see where I'm going? I think it's just one of those things where, you know, when we begin to look at the whole scope of what took place this past week, my goodness. Now, I'll go one step. We average about 140.
Mm-hmm.
Worship attendance, we average anywhere from 90 to 110. I don't know of another church where there's 147% of their worship attendance of the kids. I'll say that again. Get 10%, 20%. We're at 147%. Think God's doing something here?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So I want to do one more thing, and then we're going to turn it over to the kids. I want everybody here, if you prayed for VBS, if you were here a day, if you did something for Vacation Bible School, I want you all to stand up right now. If you prayed, stand up.
Yeah, praying
absolutely
counts.
If you prayed, stand up for VBS.
If you brought a kid to VBS, that counts too.
If you had anything to do with Vacation Bible School, stand up. Now look around, friends. Look around. In a few moments, we're going to talk about the necessity of love, and sometimes I get these questions of oh, it's just 3 hours, you know, 5 days in one summer. How much impact? Well, we're going to find out that the studies show it can impact. Let's give God a round of applause. Praise God for what he's doing here.
All right, guys, are you ready? Are you ready?
Yeah!
All right, stand on up.
Our reading is out of 1 Timothy that is on page 1845 in our pew Bibles. It's 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 1 through 7. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the command of God our Savior and of Christ Jesus our hope, to Timothy, my true son in the faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. As I urged you when I went into Macedonia, stay there in Ephesus, so that you may command certain men not to teach false doctrines any longer, nor to devote themselves to myths and endless genealogies. These promote controversies rather than God's work, which is by faith. The goal of this command is love, which comes from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith. Some have wandered away from these and turned to meaningless talk. They want to be teachers of the law, but they do not know what they are talking about or what they so confidently affirm. This is our reading out of the Word of God. May the ushers come up for offering.
May be seated. I share the opening statement at risk of putting a song in your head for the rest of the day, but Tina Turner, I believe years ago, she sang a song titled, What's Love Got to Do With It? Well, I'm here to tell you love has everything to do with it, friends. And over the next, you know, 5, 7, 10 minutes or whatever we have here this morning, I want to tell you the reason why. This past week, I was stunned at not only the amount of kids, but then when I talked with several of the leaders, you know, of hearing of the home life that some of these kids are coming from. And then in preparation for today, we're starting a new series, and it's titled, "Is the Most Important Thing," and that most important thing is love. You know, for years, I've looked through the scriptures, and I've always wondered why Jesus would meander through, and he would be loving people, and I've always dismissed it as saying, well, God is love. That's what he's supposed to do, right? But there's physiological evidence that love is a necessary thing. Tina Turner can say and ask the question in the song, what's love got to do with it? It has everything to do with it. There were 22 young lives that gave their heart and soul to Jesus this past week. Praise God. I mean, when you think about the brokenness that some of these kids were coming here and they were leaving and coming here too, and our hope and intent and the purpose for doing Vacation Bible School is to share the love of Christ with them. If we do nothing else but share God's love with them, the psychological data tells us that it will repair the damage that neglect will often have on kids. James Dobson, he tells this account in his book, and he says, in the 13th century, King Frederick II, he conducted an experiment with 50 infants, 50 babies, to determine what language they would speak if they were never permitted to hear a spoken word. And so he assigned foster mothers to bathe the kids and to nurse them, but he forbade them to show any affection or to talk to them. The experiment failed because all 50 babies died. What's love got to do with it? Everything. The world years ago recently was exposed to yet another example of neglect and abused kids. And Mary Carlson, a researcher from Harvard, this is James Dobson continuing on, from Harvard Medical School, Mary Carlson, she observed an overcrowded Romanian orphanage where row upon row of babies lay neglected in their cribs. The staff was hopelessly overworked, so the babies were rarely touched, even at mealtime. What struck Carlson was the silence in the nursery. There was no crying, there was no babbling, there wasn't even a whimper. Upon physical examinations given at age 2, Carlson found that the babies had unusually high amounts of a stress hormone called cortisol. And when you suffer from stress at that young, tender age, it actually causes brain damage. What's love got to do with it? Everything. You see, God is love. God is love. He doesn't contain love. He is the embodiment of love. He doesn't possess love. He is the essence of love. God doesn't give of himself in love and saying, this is what I have. No, he gives of himself and says, here I am. This morning, we're looking at a text, and the setting is this. The Apostle Paul, he just got released from prison in Rome, and he's writing to his understudy, Timothy, and he sets Timothy in place in the church at Ephesus. And so he starts penning Timothy. You see, Timothy was ready to give up. He was ready to just fold and say, forget it, it's not worth it. And he was ready to walk away. So the Apostle Paul, he writes to him to encourage him. And in the text, he says, look, the aim of our charge, this is our command. This is what it's all about. This is the bottom line. If you forget everything, if you remember this one thing, and this is what Paul's saying to Timothy, he's saying the aim of our charge is to love. To love. To love. And over the next 3 weeks, we're going to talk about where that type of love comes from. It comes from a pure heart, a clear conscience, and a sincere faith. Because it's not just any type of love, friends. It's the agapao love. It's the agape love. It's the love that held Jesus on the cross when they were nailing his hands and feet to the beams. It's the love that caused him to utter the utterances and say, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." It's the love that when he was hanging there, he was thinking of you, saying, "I love you so much, I am doing this for you." It's that love. It's the love that looks out for the benefit of the other. That's the love. It says, "I'm going to sacrifice for you because this is what you need." I've never had any kids of my own, but I've been around enough kids to know that it takes sacrifice. I've also been around ministry many years, and I also know this: ministry takes sacrifice. This past week, there was a whole lot of people that sacrificed a whole lot of time, talents, and resources, and energy, and effort, even if it was just you praying, because friends, the enemy was coming at us with a vengeance this past week. It's love. It's love. If you get nothing else out of this morning, get this, that when the church loves with intent, with purpose, then the world sees Jesus. Hear that. When the church loves with intentionality, with focus, with purpose, then the world sees Jesus. You see, love is so important to Jesus. He was asked what the most important commandment is. And he answered it this way. And so he commanded it, if we could go on to the next slide, in Matthew 22. You see, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, they were saying, "What do we need to do, Jesus? What do we have to do? What do we have to check off on our list? And then we'll be okay." And Jesus says, "Uh-uh. It's not what you do." You see, VBS without love is not VBS. It's mere program. VBS saturated with God's love is a ministry. VBS filled with the love of Christ impacts people for all of eternity. And you know, it doesn't have to be just a VBS. It can be your life every single day, every single minute, every single time you go to the store, every single time you go to the post office, a kind word. You see, the effects of neglect can be reversed. You ever wonder why Jesus touched the lepers? They're standing outside the city, ringing a bell, yelling, "Unclean, unclean." You think they're getting shown love any? No. And yet, the embodiment of love, Jesus the Christ, comes along the scene. You think about Mother Teresa, and you think, why does she go to Calcutta and deal with the lepers there? It's love. You think about these churches where they go in to the homeless people, and they get beauticians to volunteer their time, and they wash their hair and they cut it. I mean, these are the unlovables, right? And God's charge to you and to me is to love. Jesus says, it's not about what you do. You see, we could do VBS 52 weeks out of the year, and if it doesn't have love, it would mean nothing, because it would not impact the kids the way that when it's saturated with the love of God, it will. And so Jesus said, and when the Pharisees and Sadducees came to them and asked him the question, "What's the great commandment in the law?" And Jesus said, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, and soul." And then he goes one step further. Love your neighbor as yourself. You see, love God, love people. You get God's love filled in your heart and you give it away, and then you'll get more and you give it away in a kind gesture, a kind word, a smile, sitting down with somebody that's sitting on a bench down the road. It's that simple. It's sacrificial. It causes us to get out of our comfort zone. It causes us to get out of our routine. It causes us to live in the margins of life to say, you know what, I'm not going to jam my schedule so full because I want those times where God says, go talk to him or her. I can go. It'll cost you time. It may even cost you money. But I guarantee you this. You will walk away being filled with so much of God's love after those encounters that you won't believe it. And you'll start to think, why didn't I do this 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago? Why did I not start this years ago? Because the human nature, the human condition is selfish. And we get wrapped up in trying to achieve the American dream and buying houses and cars and retirement funds and all that stuff, and we miss the most important thing. And friends, Jesus commanded it. And when the church loves with intent, the world sees Jesus. Not only is it commanded, but it unifies. And this is the other thing. There was an individual that was leading his kids in Bible study every Sunday night leading up to Easter. And one night, one Sunday, in the middle of Bible study, he had a knock on the door. Goes and opens it, and there's this well-dressed man. And so he's like, well, come on in and sit down. And so he invited the gentleman to join him. And he said, we're just talking about the commandments. How many commandments were there? And so he went around to all of his kids, and all of his kids says 10, 10, 10. He gets to the stranger, and the stranger says 11. He looks at the stranger, and he's like, I don't really know what to do with this. And he's like, well, how do you get 11? There's only 10 in the book of Exodus. He says, ah, you're forgetting John chapter 13. You see, this is Jesus right here, friends. This is Jesus speaking and saying, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you. Not just any love, not love that benefits us, but it's a love that puts the others before us. You see, this is a new commandment, but it love unifies. Jesus goes on and he says, by this, all people, by love, they will know that you are my followers. Jesus didn't say by VBS ministries. He didn't say by feeding the poor or caring for the hungry or visiting those in prison. No, he said by love. The unifying effect of love is visible to the whole world, and all people are watching. And so when the church loves with intent, the world sees Jesus. It not only unifies, but love witnesses. 1 Timothy 1, chapter 3, verse 5, which is read a few moments ago. This is the Apostle Paul talking to Timothy. As I urged you when I was going to Macedonia, remain at Ephesus. We could fast forward some odd 30 years, and we could look at the book of Revelation, and Jesus had a letter to the church at Ephesus. And they were doing all these cool things. They had the money, they had the time, they had the people. But at the end of that letter to the church at Ephesus, Jesus says, but you, this I have against you. You have lost your first love. You see, Jesus himself was saying, you can do everything that you want to do, but without love, it doesn't amount to much. And so in Ephesus, that you may charge certain persons not to teach any different doctrine, nor to occupy themselves with myths and endless genealogies, which promote speculations rather than divine training that is in faith. You see, all the other belief systems in the world, they don't stack up to Christianity, and here's the reason why, because they are missing the core element of love. It's a selfish focus. You see, Christianity is the way of the cross, the way of the self-sacrificing life. Christianity will cost you your life. Christianity will cost you everything. But the reality is, you will receive it right back tenfold and even more so. Try to outgive God love. Just do that this week. Try to outgive the love that God gives to you. Try to give it all away and see what happens. You will have the biggest smile on your face and nobody will be able to wipe it off. Try to give away the total amount of love that God has given to you. Because when you do, and you start giving it away, there's something spiritual that takes place, and it's God, and it's him pouring his love more into your heart. You know, one of the different things is that when we begin to focus on others, it's therapeutic to us. Because then we're not stuck in the miry pit. Love. The aim of our charge is love. You see, if we truly want to be the witness to Gibsonburg and the surrounding communities, everything that we do here, friends, must be saturated with the love of Christ. We must love one another. We must love God before anything else. We must love one another because we are all neighbors. We may not live next door to one another, but that's a whole different lesson. Your neighbor is everybody in this world. That's your neighbor, friends. We must unify in love. If we fail to unify, we're going to be divided. And when we divide, then the enemy will come in and we will not be effective. You see, God is bringing ministry in here in a mighty way, friends. In a mighty way. Mighty way. I don't know that you understand how mighty of what's going on here. It's a mighty way to have 140 kids for all week, to pour the love of God into them, to know that one bright spot in their day could be coming to VBS where they can receive the love, the care, the affection, and just the encouragement to go on. May we all stand together and be unified, because when the church loves with intent, the world sees Jesus. Let us pray. Gracious God, we thank you, Lord, for your mercy. We thank you for your love. Jesus, we thank you for the charge that you have given to us to love and to love with reckless abandon, to not hold back. Give us the courage to love others when we come across their path. Give us the strength to not faint and not grow weary. Whether it be a kind word, a smile, a handshake, may we love with your love. May we give it away, because we know, Jesus, you would just pour more into our heart and soul. Oh, Father, we thank you that you are love. We thank you that you so loved us, that you gave Jesus, your Son, as a gift of love, who then gave his life, that we might receive that love packaged in forgiveness, packaged in mercy, packaged in grace, packaged in reconciliation with you. We love you, O God. May you find us all to be faithful and obedient in giving away your precious gift, the gift of love, the most important thing. Thank you, Lord. In the blessed name of the risen Christ, we do pray. Amen.
Forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me because you died and rose again. You're my king, my dad, for me.
ask Ray and Christy to come forward, and Greg and Charlene and Nick or whomever else, maybe Val. And if you're able to continue to stand, just stand. This is Ray's last Sunday with us here, and he's been given the charge to go to Pemberville United Methodist Church and to share God's love with them. And so we will miss Ray. You're always a part of the family, bro. But we want to send you out of here praying over you and anointing you and to say, share God's love. Don't stop. Don't stop. And so if you're able, maybe just raise your hand and Ray, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit, I anoint you. Let us pray. Heavenly Christ, we thank you for our brother Ray and Christy, his wife, our sister, and Jesus, as you have charged him to go to Pemberville to share your love, just as you've charged us in our own context to share your love. May you embolden Ray, may you bless him with your peace and your assurance and your strength and the courage that only comes from you. May he share your love without reservation. May he share your love in word and in deed, and may he carry the love that held you to the cross in all that he does. May you prosper all that he does at Pemberville United Methodist Church. May they be blessings to him. May he be a blessing to them as he continues to communicate the gospel of love to them. We praise you and honor you. In the holy name of the risen Christ, the one who is love, Jesus our Lord, we do pray. Amen. And now as you go, may the God of all love fill you and keep you. May his peace adorn your heart, soul, and mind. And may you be filled with the love that only comes from the risen Christ, the one who is love. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit, may you and I go in peace. Amen.